This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 541. I am Brian Kilby, and with me this week, I have Don. This is an order from my screen. Matt, Chris, Diecast,
Hello.
Rob, and John DeLuna.
Yep.
Yeah, I just normally go by what the screen says. But for people not watching, you don't know that. So I'm just sharing. Oh, God, I'm going into Happy Day.
Well, you're going into your Bob Ross voice there.
Happy Day sometimes is just Bob Ross with the Southern drawl.
Well,
yeah.
I was at Target.
Good.
They have a Bob Ross end cap.
I know. I love that end cap.
I know.
It's such a happy little end cap.
I kind of want the Chia Pet, just because that's the only way to
replicate
that awesome pro.
That's kind of creepy. Oh, man.
No, what you need is, like, one of the foam microphone cover things, a holder for that in the shape of Bob Ross's head.
Oh, I got a couple extra. I love that. Hey, so this is the first episode of our 19th year, or I guess 19th year. Maybe I'm doing the math wrong, but, it is what
our
it
18th
is.
Anniversary was last week.
Yeah. 18,
actually, over the weekend, wasn't it, technically?
18 years. So I was posting in a Facebook podcast group that I'm a member of, and I mentioned, hey, 18th anniversary of the podcast, blah, 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 blah. They're like, oh, 18 years. And they started asking questions. And they're like, well, how did you share? Like, well, in the beginning, I posted to Usenet. Then as we got more popular, I posted to a mailing list. And I completely forgot about this because it's so foreign now. But because the content was so unique, because there were nothing else like it, there were people who actually took our show and they would just link to my files directly from their website and claim it as their own.
Oh, well.
Yeah, and I thought, man, I got pissed off when they first did that. Then I thought...
Rightly so.
But then I thought, wait, that's just getting the content out there. So I came up with RFC on your site, if you remember that. Which is where I gave people the...
Yeah, and see, that's fine, though, because that's a branding system. That's not somebody stealing your content.
Yeah, but it was just kind of funny how that was so foreign to people now. And to me, it's even foreign just thinking about how different things were back then.
And, like, what's the Usenet?
Yeah, I know. Thinking about it, though...
I miss Usenet
as well. It's still there. You can use it.
Not all of it, at least on my ISP.
Google Groups.
Gotcha.
Still there. Speaking of how things have changed in over the 18 years that we've been doing this, we're going to have a RFC Extra little mini series talking about the last 18 years in Transformers, which will be fun. We've recorded the first episode, and once we're done, we will start sharing that.
30% of it is usable.
Almost 30% of it is usable. Yeah, exactly right. But after some editing and some cleaning up, it's going to be great. Just buff it a little bit. It's going to be awesome. Hey,
over some of the hosts?
No. let's see here. Anything else that we got to mention before we jump into things? No, I can't think of anything.
We're still on Roku, right?
Yeah, we're still on Roku. November is National Podcast Post Month, which is something that we participated in 2011, which the whole intent behind it is to do new and fun things and post a podcast a day. Well, guess what? We post a podcast today already, so that's not the stretch goal for us. So what we're going to do is try to record some new things, some new kinds of shows. Some things may live, some things may not. We're going to bring back a couple of old shows. I've already got agreement from the folks from Fanboy Versus. We'll have a Fanboy Versus back in November. We'll probably do a Take 4 Wrestling. John, what do you think about doing a new Soundwave? Huh?
Sure, I'll do one.
Awesome.
Wow.
So we're going to have
all right.
That.
That's a treat.
So
okay, get in touch with me for scheduling.
So it's going to be a fun November. So we'll do lots of fun stuff. We'll probably have our Transformers The Last Night commentary, because we have one for every other Transformers movie. Every other Transformers movie,
except for... I have a copy of The Last Night for every day of the month.
That's true.
haven't even done that yet.
No, we have. We'll do it. We'll do it in November. The only one, actually, though, the one movie that we don't have is we don't have the Beast Wars second movie in commentary form, and we're not going to.
What the Optimus Primal Leo Convoy team up thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have good news for you. It's subbed now.
Is it?
That would be helpful.
That'd be helpful. Maybe we will have a commentary for every Transformers movie. I should point that out more often. We have 18 years of crap on the website.
So if you want to, quality family content.
Quality content. So if you want to go back, I need to like make that stuff more readily available on the home page. Like the parody that we were so famous for 20 years ago. That's up there. It's not finished, but it's up there.
I'm still disappointed that we will never finish that at this point.
We can finish it. But why would we?
I sourced like sound effects for part 4 and everything.
You still have them?
I never got around to recording it. Yeah, I never get rid of anything, dude.
Let's do it. Maybe that'll be what we do for our 20th anniversary. For our 10th anniversary, we did part, what, 4?
Or 3?
4. It was part 4.
Mottboy, okay, then I have sound effects for part 5.
Mottboy edited part 3. Zob did parts 1 and 2. Yeah, so.
I would do so much better job editing than I did for part 4.
And you did pretty good for part 4.
Especially since I was only using Goldwave to do it.
I only used Goldwave for everything I did before that, too, so.
Yes, but to be fair, Audacity was a thing I had access to when I was doing part 4 if I, you know, wanted to learn to use it.
This is true.
It would have made it so much easier.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, let's go ahead and jump into stuff. Anybody get anything this week? Matt, since you're first on the list, what did you get?
I finally got Leader Class Overlord.
I love it.
Haven't even had time to transform him yet. Just got everything out of the box because it came in the mail today because my post office didn't bother to tell me that I had packages sitting waiting. So that was helpful. I also got the Takara Legends versions of Cup and Hot Rod in their beautiful, beautiful Japanese colors.
They're beautiful.
What do you think of Hot Rod's remolded hood?
Like I said, I just took these out of the box during pre-show, but I'm liking it so far. I'll have to see what it looks like once I get it into robot mode.
You'll like it less then.
Ah, right. Yeah, a Takara Gnaw.
What do you think? I skipped it. I had it pre-ordered and I canceled.
Love it.
Really?
How many more are you going to buy?
It's Gnaw. No, I just need the one.
How different is it from the Hasbro version?
It's pretty different color wise.
Damn it.
Like one
that was like basically, significantly.
One's basically G1 toy, one's G1 cartoon, pretty much.
Yeah.
Because I thought about getting one, but I just mainly wanted for the sweep head to have a sweep.
No, I'm done with the Sharkticon collecting. I have been humbled on Twitter by somebody whose dedication to the Sharkticon far surpasses my own. check out at Dogcades on Twitter.
Oh, Dogcades
prepare to
more.
Be amazed. Oh, dear God. Prepare to be amazed.
Well, there's always hope for you and your Borg collective.
Indeed, indeed. And last but not least, I got my Shout Factory Denji Sentai Mega Ranger DVDs.
Yeah!
Is his Japanese name Gnaw as well? What's the Japanese name?
I think it's Futuristic Shark with Sweet.
It's in Japanese. I don't know.
It's Futuristic Shark to Robot, I think is the technical name.
It just says Shark to Con.
I think it's LG44 if you want to look up by number.
That's much better.
LG44 Sharkticon.
1400 yen.
With sweeps.
Yeah, Sharktron and sweeps.
I don't get that sweeps head. It's just weird.
Well, no, of course you don't get it because you didn't get the Japanese Gnaw, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. Then you should have got it.
It's just to give you, you're troop building a Sharkticon, so you would troop build a sweep.
Yeah, but it's like
the sweeps aren't supposed to look different from the Scourge.
It's weird.
They're supposed to look the same as Scourge.
Well, then sell me sell me your sweep head, and then it will be fine.
No.
I don't want the Sharkticon.
And that's all I got. So
don't all of your Scourge bodies have heads already?
I've only got the one.
Okay, you have a head for that already.
Yeah, but I could buy a second Scourge and then just swap out the head.
And what would you do with the extra head?
If I lose it all my regulars. If I lose it off my sweep, I'd have an extra.
I love that logic.
Rob!
Yeah!
Yeah, you're next on the list. You're next on the... What did you get this week?
Okay, well, I did actually get things this week. I got, after a long, you know, epic quest talking to DHL's customer service and Amazon Japan's, the replacement cup showed up. The first one was declared lost. That was a long bunch of nonsense, but the good news is that after taking a couple of days off to be less annoyed with it, I really like the toy. It is really nice. It is pretty. It looks more like Cup than the Hasbro one, which is why I did this all in the first place. And the Target Master is really, really nice. And it kind of makes me sad I'm not going to get the other ones for Hot Rod and Blur, but I don't want to spend that much money for the Target Masters for Hot Rod and Blur.
Don't beat me, Rob.
Yeah.
Also, I got, thanks to Paladin, who basically saw me struggling with DHL and just decided to take pity on me, and thank you so much for this. He sent me a Leader Class 6 shot, who is really just great. I really like that mold. It's a lot of fun. I hit the QC lottery on the knees. They are pretty solid. And yeah, thank you so much, Paladin. That really was kind of you, and I appreciate it.
That is awesome.
And since Matt brought in one non-Transformers thing, also I didn't get a chance to mention last week, I got the copy I won back in May of Dragon Quest Heroes 2 for the PlayStation 4.
And which was a quest all of its own.
It was, but that is an excellent game. I mean, it's Dragon Quest and Dynasty Warriors. What else do you need? So I'm not sure if they're putting out the hybrid edition of 1 and 2 for the Switch, but if so, I'd recommend that as well. Fun game, and it did come with the sketch signed by a couple of the Dynasty Warriors developers and the creator of Dragon Quest, so I am really happy to have all that.
Awesome. Hey, just to steal XV's thunder, I got Cogman.
Okay.
And he's beautiful. Sorry. Go ahead, Chris. Awesome.
I got this.
What the? Oh, that's a tripod.
It is not a tripod.
What is that?
Not a tripod.
No, it's a camera mount of some sort.
So this part is a Joby table clamp, or, well, not specifically a table clamp, but just like a surface clamp for something with tripod threads. This part in the middle is what they call a magic friction arm, which basically just means this one knob controls the tension of all the joints on it at one time.
Nice.
And this part is another piece from the Joby surface clamp, which is just another articulated arm. For the way I shoot toy photos, using a tripod has actually become kind of inconvenient, so I kind of want something I could attach to my work surface.
I love that.
And just hold the camera in one place and not have to deal with the legs and everything. I can get closer with this, get different angles a little bit more easily. TFradio.net/Amazon.
Have you, you have like a gooseneck mount as well. How do they compare?
I don't like using goosenecks for cameras because they are fairly unstable. The gooseneck stuff I've had has been hard to maneuver into place, and once it's there, the length makes it bouncy at the camera end. It's not really suitable for low shutter speed photography.
Oh, makes sense.
So I tend to prefer things that are on tensionable joints, hinges, ball joints, anything like that, that can actually be locked down a little bit more. It's still a little bit bouncy when you get out to some distance, but not nearly as bad.
Did you use that with Cup?
No, I just got this today. So the first thing that's going to get shot with that is going to be Cogman, who I got thanks to Diecast. I ended up paying about what I would have paid for the Takara one that has been all but canceled. So
How much was it?
Okay with what I ended up paying for it.
How much was it?
About 30 all told.
Yeah, same here.
So, I mean, it's a really nice toy, though. It's going to be a huge shame when no one else in the U.S. can get one of these.
Yeah. Hey, now that you have
and possibly no one in Japan either.
I know, it sucks. Now that you have that super fancy camera mount that's awesome, are you going to become internet famous by, like, shooting, like, toy photos and making comics and stuff out of it?
I'm not that clever.
Oh.
I'm not Alan or Gigabeetle or David Fake Eyes.
I'm sorry.
I also don't have a Spider-Man with a pronounced butt or a cat to shove that butt in the face of, so I could never be Fake Eyes.
Nice. Cool. Diecast.
So, oh, wait. Hold on. Takara Hot Rod certainly does have a great big hole through the side of his chest, doesn't he?
Matt, did you ever have Titanium's Rodimus Prime?
No, I did not.
Because, you see, they have some design lineage in common there.
Yeah. It was an homage.
Mm.
Or actually, homage is apparently the correct way to say it, yeah. So I need to...
Yeah. And then, and Matt, you can't actually remember. You can buy the Titanium set with Universe Galvatron in it, so that way you can relive...
So theoretically, yes, but did it ever actually go up for sale anywhere that we know of? Like, I know that was announced, I think, when we were at BotCon last year.
But no, nobody looked for it here, so we don't know. We didn't look for it.
Max is going crazy in there. Diecast, you got a big box of Taobao?
Yes, I did. And I also got some salami. It's in cecium. Cecium salami. Nice.
Oh,
I don't know if we're ever gonna get salami. I don't know if we're ever gonna get Beryllium Baloney, but you know, he's really nice.
Is he that much different than Scoria?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely different than Scoria. The only thing I could say, and some people are complaining, he is a tad too big.
Wait, are they both fans' toys?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
This is perfect fusion. But it came with Fans Toys stickers on it. It's Fans Toys.
Scoria is slag as well, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Why did they do another slag?
Because, this is personally what I think and not
Diecast true. Would pay for it?
Yeah. Slag was the first Diecast one they did. Or Scoria was the first one they did. And their quality and design aesthetic did change significantly after Scoria. So I think this was their redo of Scoria.
It sounds like big third party is just trying to cash in, if you ask me.
So I saw I saw Thu's video of this, and it looks like it comes with like basically a second box full of option parts practically. Yes.
Yeah, it comes with like,
basically configure it to be anything.
Yeah, black thighs, red horns, if you like the toy look, and it comes with different faces, and yeah.
Oh, wow.
So,
I think it also comes with yellow moons, orange stars.
Clear plastic parts to put over the gold painted pieces, too, for like more toy accuracy, I think.
No, unless I missed that, no.
Well, you could have since they're clear plastic.
Yeah.
It also comes with yellow moons, orange stars, green clovers, blue diamonds.
I also got something that Brian will like.
Oh, I'm jealous. Starscream. Oh, Laserbeak, nice. I mean.
Laserbeak.
Starscream?
I went to Starscream. I apologize. It's Laserbeak, I know.
I like the packaging. I don't think it's ever going to come out of the box. Because it's just one of those unique pieces that I really don't need to put on display.
How much?
I think I can display it.
You're just embarrassed to put a pink bumblebee on your shelf. That's all.
But, yeah.
What's his number?
He is Transformers Movie the Best MBEX. There is, like, no number that I see.
Yeah, almost 4,000 yen releases end in EX.
4,000 yen is $40.
Yeah, a little bit less currently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will it ship? Damn it. Will not ship.
No, because that wasn't exclusive, which means if somebody's selling it on Amazon Japan, it's a third-party seller, and those almost never ship outside Japan.
Yep. Exactly.
Damn it.
Of course, you could have bought it at TFCon, but...
How much was
probably it? Probably not for $38.
No. But he can't buy it at all now.
Well, yeah. And then I also got...
Sucks to be killing you sometimes.
I also got this very nice Veritech IDW Whirl.
Oh, Turban.
I like him. I like him a lot.
I'm not sure if you want to call it Veritech because I think people will come and hunt you down for that.
Yeah, Veritech style?
Yeah, Harmony Gold will come and get after us.
Oh, maybe I'm using the wrong terminology. Like, it's like
VTOL.
A hover.
VTOL.
There you go.
That's the one.
It was something with a V.
I can honestly say I have not heard somebody confuse VTOL and Veritech before.
Give me time.
Certainly not in that direction.
Man, I I'm looking on eBay for that laser beak, and I hate that we live in a world where I just assume everything I see is a knockoff now.
Well, hey, Brian, let me.
That probably hasn't been out long enough to be bootlegged convincingly.
Well, it's $50.
I think it's been out perfectly long to be bootlegged well, because that Bumblebee mold is what, like 5 years old now?
Probably. They still need to get the packaging right.
Packaging is easy.
This person in Taiwan had 7 for sale.
Yeah, it's been bootlegged.
Yeah, hang on, Brian. Let me try to work some magic for you.
And then I also got
the
car from Age of Extinction.
Rollbar.
This is the one that transforms into... It's the cup mold? Not the cup mold. The
Skids. Yeah.
Skids mold. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's Rollbar from the Breakout Battle set, something like that.
Yeah, which they never showed up in the U.S.
No, they didn't.
So
I saw a lot of those floating around on eBay loose like 2 years ago. I never could get one for quite as cheap as I wanted to, that being about $10.
Yeah, that's roughly what I think I paid for this.
Nice.
So,
unfortunately, I don't think I care enough anymore. I'd ask you to get me one of those.
They also got the third KO of the Generation Toy combiner. This is the clear one. So
Diecast, how is the quality on those?
They're okay. They're not great, but for the price, they're excellent.
Okay. I mean,
in terms of clear plastic quality, I think what Don may be getting at is, are you afraid of them?
I'm not afraid of them.
Okay, well, definitely if you get the whole set and combined it, I would love to see a picture of that, because that's got to
be... Before it shatters.
Yeah. Get that too, yeah.
Well, they're actually releasing almost like a third party, in the fact that you get one every couple months. So,
are they releasing like a third party in that also, as they release each new one, it has repair and replacement parts for the one before it?
I haven't gotten any of those yet, no.
Well, with all that clear plastic, I mean, by the time you got to the sixth one, you'd just be buying a box with 6 robots in it, so.
And I also left stuff upstairs that I got that I forgot to grab and bring down. I got Dragonstorm, the leader class from the last movie, last night. And then I also got the Dr. Wu hammer for Bumblebee.
So it's hammer time.
It's hammer time.
Well, not yet, because he forgot to bring it.
And that's it. That's all.
That's
just down to Don, then.
Don?
I did have a very light week until today. I did think, after spending a Saturday with a friend, I did get movie Bumblebee. I found it at Toys R Us.
How much is it?
Which was
60? 100?
79.99.
In between.
But after Dominomics and reward points, I got them for
your car.
44.
So that's pretty good. So how much of that 44? How much of that savings was actually the rewards points and not Nebulous Dominomics?
20.
Well, that's pretty good.
But when I got up this morning, I checked my tracking, and this was showing up. Part A and Part B.
So, oh, good. They both showed up the same time.
How much did you spend for that? Total.
Before the Dominomics.
Actually, the Dominomics are involved. Grand total, I paid for Part A, got Part B basically free with eBay books and free shipping.
Oh.
So, because I sold my 2010 AT-AT. Yes, I'm pronouncing it wrong. Sorry, Star Wars fans.
No, that's fine. Continue.
So I sold my AT-AT. I got 60 of 60 eBay points, 60 eBay books, because I sold it during a bonus offer, and I sold some other higher dollar items as well. So basically, I said I paid for Part A and got Part B free with the eBay books.
Okay, so how much did you pay retail for all that stuff?
Well, let me look here. Hang on.
Is it as low as what Big Bad Toy Store sent out in their email today?
What are you? Oh, the upcoming new one?
Is that a new one? I thought it was Part A and Part B.
No. That's both parts together.
Yeah.
Which is the same price as what you would normally pay individually.
$350?
Yeah.
I thought it was $500. Oh, they dropped the price on it.
Yeah. After DX9 announced theirs, they dropped the price. But I had enough, like I said, I had enough eBay bucks to basically cover Part B. Because with the buyer, I got them
with
from.
The eBay bucks, there is no cash outlay that you have to then offset with Dollonomics. It's gift certificates, basically.
So $350 for that is well within, in my mind, a reasonable price for it. Where I thought $500 was ridiculous. $350 is way better. I'm still not buying it, but it's...
Yeah, for $350, you could either get that or the Energon version nowadays.
I'd rather get the Fans toys.
I'd like to get the Energon version because I never owned a version of that mold, and I want the pretty one, not the commonly available one.
And in my non-Transformer thing, after backing the Kickstarter for Battle Chasers, I have my copy of my PS4 Battle Chasers. The problem is, now I just need a PS4 to play it on. But I will be doing that in the next few weeks when I get my Christmas discount from work and things such as that.
Yeah, if you can hold out long enough, you should wait and see what kind of deals come up as you approach Black Friday. I'm not necessarily saying go like stand in line at a Black Friday sale, but you can probably find something online.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I just want to, but I might need y'all's help and John's help as well, picking out the right version of a PS4.
Get the one with the biggest hard drive you can afford.
Get the PS4 Pro.
Yep. And I might have to upgrade my internet too, because I'll have to download patches for this probably, like a lot of games, because I'm from the days in which you buy a disc and everything you need is on the disc, so you're done.
Or it's not, and you're just out of luck.
Yeah.
Because there were games like that, too.
Yeah, there are games that, you know, sold broken and that were never fixed.
Yeah. But I mean,
on the other hand, they sold them to you whole, so.
Yeah. So the only two games that I'm really wanting to play right now is The Last of Us and Battle Chasers, but I'm sure.
Just watch The Last of Us on YouTube. That's about like playing it.
I mean, really, that's how I got around wanting to play Fall of Cybertron. I just watched a gameplay walkthrough, and that pretty much covered everything.
Those are basically Sega CD games.
Yeah, plus I want to pick up maybe Devastation, since it's fairly cheap now.
It's definitely worth fairly cheap, however much that happens to be.
So that's all that I got.
Okay, so I also got last night Hot Rod, which I really not even opened yet.
Shipped. I got that too.
Shipped at Site the Store. Yeah, Site the Store. $15. I was surprised. I figured that went through their Walmart supply chain, like from a DC to get to the store, but no, they just FedExed it to the store.
Yeah, I really
thanks
am.
To Hot Rod on Twitter for alerting me of that. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I mean, I normally would have just had it shipped to my house, but I really wanted to see how Site the Store works for reasons. And I'm really impressed with it. Worked out really well.
Were you
well.
Conducting corporate espionage?
No. I was not. Plus, I also got... Oh, I finally got that beginner's set for the Battle Beasts that I ordered like a month and a half ago.
Oh.
So I got the two expansions. That now I got the beginner's set. Now I have a dozen of the quote-unquote new Battle Beasts, and that's probably all that I'll ever have. And that sure is something. Okay, jumping to this week in history, in 2005, Infiltration Zero is published in the U.S., which is the beginning of the first IDW Transformers universe. It's hard to believe that was 2005.
Technically, it's still the same universe. There was not ever, like, a formal reboot.
Well, yeah, that's true. But it got a lot better.
Well, didn't All Hell Megatron kind of soft reboot stuff?
I mean, kind of, but the stuff that happened before that is still considered part of the canon. It still gets referenced back to from time to time as needed.
Yeah. So I bought all of these issues, and I think there were multiple alternate covers, right?
Probably.
So I had a bunch of these. I never read them because the really crappy one that the Pat Lee did from Dreamwave left such a bad taste in my mouth, I didn't want to risk it.
I only have vague memories because I got a couple of them out of the library, but I remember Furman's stuff at that point being decent, but mostly what I remember is that EJ Sue was a really good and distinctive artist.
Had nothing wrong with Furman then so much. And I think Furman's a great guy. I don't think his stuff has aged that well. And I think that there are people who, you know, are much better writers who are writing the books today. But yeah, I was just so put off by Dreamwave. And this was a period when if I've ever been out of Transformers, this was as close as I ever got to it. So, I really wasn't reading up on people's thoughts on it. I got it because I was still buying comics and, oh, it's Transformers and it's not Dreamwave. I'll buy it. Now I'll eventually get to it. I didn't.
I was reading up to All Hell Megatron started, and then when they basically just dumped everything with what Furman was working towards.
That's about Hunter when I started reading.
With Hunter and Sunstreaker, it's like, okay, I'm not going to sit through this crap where they just reboot everything. They're not going to finish it up. It's a 12-part maxi series, and
they finish it up, Don. You should totally read it.
I know that now, but I'm just saying that's the point where I just basically started giving up on comics. It's like they won't leave it alone. They're going to reboot it and fix it and mess it up and da da da. It's like I'm not going to worry about it. I just dropped it, and all I ever bought was the Spotlights ever since.
I mean, it certainly went through some rough patches, starting with All Hail Megatron up until 2012 when they did the second kind of soft reboot and kind of went in different directions. But, like, you know, they started out pretty good, had a rough spot in the middle, and they've been pretty good, at least in areas, since then. And as for Furman's stuff, I think when he's writing his own original ideas and not trying to recreate what he was working on 20 years ago, he's still fine.
Yeah.
I don't really have a problem with Furman as such. It was just Regeneration 1 making him try to rehash, reconstruct what he had done before that didn't work for me at all.
Yeah.
Well, also the fact that he said in a fairly early interview that he'd used so many of those ideas elsewhere that he really kind of didn't try and just, you know, went off on a new story, which kind of, to me, defeats the purpose entirely. You know,
Regeneration 1 had problems.
Yeah, I haven't read any of it myself, but I understand that the continuation of G.I. Joe has been a lot more successful.
Yeah, I've heard generally. That. Except for now, people have abandoned it, right? Because of IDW's or one of the writers' stances on terrorism or something.
Okay, that's a separate issue, and that's their modern G.I. Joe. I don't know if the Larry Hama one is still running or not.
So, I modern G.I. Joe, how do you get more modern than a real American hero? It's cutting edge. It was the comic of the 80s that I read in the past. Pretty good. 2008, I love the story. Big Lots.
You know, Machinima's Combiner Wars was like the Game of Thrones of Transformers cartoons, or so they said.
Who said that?
I don't know who actually said that, but that was one of their talking points when they were debuting the Titans Return project.
Like Ender's quote made the cover of Last Stand of the Wreckers about it being the Transformers meets the Watchmen, and you know that's cool. But Game of Thrones, there's a mile wide difference.
Someone apparently actually said that, or at least they're saying somebody said that.
What we need to do is just start like saying things like that, just to like fish to get on the cover of stuff. Combiner Wars is the Citizen Kane of Transformers TV series.
You beat me to it.
Citizen what? It's Combiner Wars. It's like Raging Bull meets Transformers. Combiner Wars. Okay. Okay. Never mind.
Just,
okay.
Just go to 2008.
Big Lots stores recall the bootleg Legends Super Transformers Ultimate and General Mobilization toys due to legal pressure from Hasbro. Now, this is one of those things that I never understood. Retailers would sell just toys that are blatant knockoffs, and Dollar Tree still does from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, Hasbro doesn't do anything about it. Which is not true, because they have. And in 2000...
The suspected problem here was that at the same time Big Lots was carrying these bootlegs of Cybertron Legends toys, Legends molds, they had the legitimate versions of those on the shelf right next to them.
Yeah. Yeah. I always loved that story. It's just one of those things that I love crazy ass bootlegs. Not like KOs that, you know, are meant to be forgeries, but I love crazy bootlegs and I love stories involving them. And yeah, Big Lots, Legal Action. Now with Legal Action and Kung Fu Grip. Hey, Cyberverse, comicbook.com. Was it comicbook.com? Got the exclusive first look at Cyberverse this week, or this past week. We got a photo, which it's our album art, if you're watching the video right now, so you already saw it. The story is Bumblebee has memory loss, and he has got to, as he regains his memory, we learn more about the backstory of what's going on. His best friend is Windblade, and they have adventures together and stuff, it sounds like.
It almost sounds like, and this is pure speculation, I have nothing, no, like, real rational basis for this. It almost sounds like this is set up that it could be like framing sequences for Bumblebee centric clips from previous shows.
Could be. I really love the almost Transformers animated look for Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's not Optimus Prime from animated, but it just warms my heart.
You know what it looks like? It looks like the Titans Return Orion Pax head.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, if this was a clip show, that would be amazing.
I thought I heard somewhere, it's not in this article, but I thought I heard this was going to be in smaller segments, the way a lot of Cartoon Network things are as well. Basically, 12-minute segments for a half hour instead of a full-length episode. Take that with a grain of salt until I see it confirmed somewhere, but I thought that the original comicbook.com article said that.
Hey, what I would love, like, so Windblade would be like, hey, Bumblebee, do you remember that time Optimus Prime gave you a new name without asking? And then they cut to it. That would be awesome. I would watch the heck out of this. It would be great. Yeah. I don't really have any. I mean, they didn't tell us anything more than that. And in the email that Hasbro sent out from the PR, they're like, hey, did you see this? That's basically what the email said. I want to make sure that you saw this. I'm like, okay, there's no new information here. I already talked about it. So, yeah. Sure, Cyberverse. I like the look of it. But that's all we got. We got a logo and three characters. Does Bumblebee show up in Headmasters at all? He doesn't, does he? You know he does as Goldbug because the Throttlebots show up. They should play some clips of the dub if it was a clip series. I'm certain it's not a clip series. But if it is, please for me.
Again, that's just a totally wild guess on my part, but the way they describe it, it sounds like they have it set up that they could do that. I mean, it sounds like a synopsis for any given clips episode of any given cartoon.
Even though we have no evidence whatsoever that's the case as far as I'm concerned. That's all that matters. Okay. But that's Cyberverse. Okay, so updated sounds for the new Godfire Convoy $300 set, which we mentioned last week, you can get for like less than $250. I think it was for, wasn't Ami Ami. Maybe it was Ami Ami. But it's got samples, but they're linked here. Are they any good?
I just listened to them, Brian.
They're not Neil Kaplan, right?
Well, I'm gonna get to that. They're very obviously good. They're not. Very clear. If this is what's actually going on the toy, and the electronics can replicate it, you know, with a better speaker and everything, that'll be some pretty impressive sound effects. But I did tweet to Neil Kaplan that they are doing this toy in Japan. What did
he
say?
He probably already knew.
I just said that if they bring it over to the U.S. in any fashion, hopefully he'll be able to record some new dialogue as well.
What did he say?
So, you didn't even need to at him. You could just like mention his name in the tweet, and he would have found it.
It's true. I just want to make sure he knew, because that way, just in case he wanted to be proactive and reach out to Hasbro and say, hey, when y'all bring this toy over, I want to do some new voice work.
Hey, did you see that tweet?
I'm sure he's got a great working relationship with Hasbro, especially since he didn't even know he wasn't going to be working on the next Transformers cartoon after Robots in Disguise.
They showed it
until
off.
They debuted that first episode.
Yes,
I like Neil Kaplan. I just want to point that out, Neil. I think you're great.
Yeah, it's just, but no, this, the, I just played the clips. I would love that Fire Convoy to be like a on my phone as a ring, as a notification message or something. It's very nice.
I wonder what Hushi's doing now.
Don, you don't have Fortress Maximus, but the sound quality out of that is pretty good. So like, I don't think it's gonna be quite the same as like a full bitrate sample that you're listening to on the computer, but it ought to sound better than the original electronics did.
Well, when Diecast was showing off his Japanese Fortress Maximus, and I was grooving to the Headmaster theme, it was coming in pretty clear through the microphone there. So that was a good impression.
Yeah, like I said, if the electronics are on equal quality with that, it's going to be better than what we had before. I will miss some of those original sounds, though.
I don't.
They're charming and nostalgic.
They are. Ah, crap. What's the kid's name? Is it Toshi? Yoshi?
Koji in the dub.
Okay.
Koji.
I wonder what he's doing now. You know, he's probably like 35. Makes you think. Okay. What else we got going on here? That's something. We have
at least 6 items of leaks coming up.
Masterpiece Barricade, movie masterpiece. I don't have strong feelings about this. I like Barricade. My human alliance Barricade is good enough. This is the wrong color. Well, I guess this is the right color. It's just the wrong. It's not the same. It's not from the last night. What version is this from?
Original. It's classic Barricade.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you sure it's not extra crispy?
Does it come with Frenzy?
Well, if you're looking at this, you know as much as we do.
Okay.
Yep.
Doesn't look like it, which is kind of sad.
It's okay, but it's... It'll probably be another $79 toy like Bumblebee, and... I really don't see me rushing out to get this either.
Apparently, I don't think it's in this article, but apparently there is rumors that it will also be followed up with an Ironhide and a Bumblebee based on the Bumblebee movie.
Wait, that was it? There was an animated Bumblebee movie. Is that what you're talking about?
The Bumblebee movie coming out next year.
Like the one that wasn't Pixar. It was the knockoff Pixar. DreamWorks.
Oh, you mean B-movie.
The B-movie.
Yeah, it's Masterpiece B, Jerry Seinfeld.
What's that? Seinfeld, okay. Sorry. Hey, so we have...
Which is a repaint of Wasp Nation.
Yeah, there's a ton of leaks this past weekend and week. Power of the Prime stuff, primarily. We have Abominus, the combining diagram, plus Alita 1 and Inferno combiners. So, hey, there is Abominus in all his Abominus glory.
And that sure is the Silverbolt. Engineering.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just as we expected.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing to see that they really do have all the names and they're using them.
I like how it says coming late 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And here the profile, I guess the art for the Alita 1 and Inferno combiners. So weird that we're getting an Alita 1 combiner. We went forever. The only Alita one that we got the bike. And didn't we get one based on the RC Energon mold?
Yeah, that one and also the BotCon exclusive from Thunderblast.
Okay. And now she's a freaking combiner in the mainline series.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
And what's the hotspot repaint going to be?
Inferno.
No wonder he looks like Hotspot.
Because it's Hotspot.
It's Guard what's, City Hotspot.
What's the combiner going to be?
Inferno.
It's whoever you want to
Power Links Inferno.
Yes. I am all for that.
I keep looking at the line art for the Alita 1/Starscream, and the around the shoulder area kind of reminds me of the way the Skylynx torso transforms.
Hmm.
Wouldn't surprise me. I mean, we're borrowing enough engineering here as it is.
Yeah, I could just be, you know, seeing things, but I don't know. Maybe there's a little bit of shared engineering there.
Wouldn't shock me.
So here is Moonracer. We have art for her. Did we just have stand-in art in the big leak?
The next link down, I think, should have some actual photos that look like they're probably package back photos.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what I'm looking at. Okay. So we have that. Then we have I really like the way Inferno looks, to be honest.
It's not bad.
I really wish I wish instead of Inferno, they if they weren't going to do anything for RID's anniversary, they could have done that as a
Fire Convoy.
Maybe not call him Fire Convoy. They could have called him, you know.
It would have worked.
You know, yeah. just to get the homage out there, they could have called him Torch or
could have been
Pyro.
Barbecue.
Pyro. Yeah. Just
Perks,
you know,
pork chop sandwich.
That Alita one from Starscream is just I don't hate it, but I don't know if I like it or not. I may
skip Starscream in favor of that. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Instead, at least to be a character we don't have that many of.
Yeah.
And it appears that he's not going to have his own dedicated team. So, I mean, do you really need another Starscream?
And I'll be honest, the colors do kind of look nice on you know.
I don't trust those colors.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
No, I don't need another Starscream.
We don't need another Starscream.
I love that test shot.
Me too.
These all look so fat with the, what are they? They're like the Prime Masters in the center of their stomach or something?
Oh, yeah, the armor piece. The hands turn into basically chest plates for all these that attach the Prime Masters. So
God, it makes them look fat.
To be fair, it looks like heavy body armor, so... it, you know, as somebody pointed out, you put that Prime Master in backwards, it's also going to look like a baby harness, but.
Now, you know, the one thing about Moonracer is those platform feet. It's just with her having the windshield as the bottom of her feet, it just makes it look weird. I don't know.
Yeah. Windshield bottom feet are kind of odd. I mean.
I could even deal with that. It's the chunk of quarter panel and tire on the outside of her leg, which I just feel is clunky and aesthetically unpleasing.
It's very movie, which pretty much amounts to what you just said. Yeah.
I mean, the rest of the figure looks great. So, I mean, that one little, you know, nitpick is not going to stop me from getting this, though.
Yeah. It also looks to me like from those photos that the hand is designed to attach to the front end of the car and extend it a little bit.
Interesting.
Hey, Rob and Chris, on the back of that figure, that big square on the back of Moonracer, could that be a combiner port hinge there?
Yeah, it's a combiner peg.
Yeah.
Because there is another picture in here, which is a diagram of Moonracer in arm mode.
Okay,
it's pretty obvious that the combiner plug has to be on the back of the toy from the details you can see in the art.
I just saw that for the first time, so I see that. So yeah, this looks like Lita One's going to have her own team, or at least.
Actually, I saw one of these pictures, and it looks like Jazz is going to be one of the legs. So I don't think we're going to get an all female team.
Yeah. He can still be on the team. He's just a female.
All female team, yeah.
Yeah, well, they've got him listed here because there's a four on the side of this one figure in that same sketchworks. That's got to be Jazz right there with it being the four.
I mean, I prefer an integrated team, honestly. I mean, like my last three bosses, were female. Hmm. Yeah, last three.
Cool.
So I like the idea of having like a female like centerpiece.
And that's fun. I mean, we're getting Alita One and Firestar and Moonracer. We've already got a couple RCs. We've already got a couple Windblades. We've already got a Chromia. I mean, they're kind of out of, you know, G1 female characters at this point to do anyway.
Marissa Fairborn in robot mode.
Let's
Autobot Z.
Let's be real here.
Osprey's girlfriend.
Doesn't mean they couldn't make new okay. Yeah, there we go. And it doesn't mean they couldn't make more. I mean, in Combiner Wars, we got Alpha Bravo and Rook and Off-Roads.
Yeah, it's been long enough since we got a Chromia. I can see them maybe doing another one to round out this set, and then maybe an RC or Windblade just to have a full team. There's still 2019 to look at, so who even knows?
Yeah.
And as we've seen, they are not at all shy about stretching these combiner teams out across entirely too many waves, so.
This is true. So we have a date for Titans Return from Machinima, in case you were dying to know, on Go 90.
November or when 14th. You know when to hide. I mean, one of those two.
November 14th.
It's a Tuesday.
For you.
Never could get the next
for
Tuesday.
Me,
but for it Machinima, was it was a Tuesday.
That's great. Oh, God. Okay. Moving along. G1 design sketch. Oh, I love these. Heartbreakingly unproduced classic car, cowboy, robot. Oh, my God. This is a thing.
According to the designer, if I remember correctly, yeah, this dates back to Diaclone. This almost got put out back at the very beginning.
And I love it.
I love it.
Oh my God. So what is that?
I mean, they could make this now and I'd be fine with it.
Diecast, you're a car guy. Yeah, what kind of car is that?
An old one.
Okay.
It looks like a Rolls Royce.
Is it a Rolls? I didn't want to assume.
Yeah, kinda. Yeah. Kinda that actually, really, really old Rolls Royce style.
It's got the lines for it, but I mean there was other stuff of older vintage that had similar look to it also. Yeah. But like on notability grounds, I would assume they would go with the Rolls Royce.
Third parties make this. I will buy it. Swear to God, you make this, I will buy this. Just don't make 10 of them. Make one, and I'll buy it. God, I love that.
Yes, coordinate.
Which company? We're going to coordinate for them. Which company?
Make Toys.
Okay, Make Toys. Get on this.
Make Toys.
No,
will be my choice.
I want Iron Factory to do it.
Yeah, I guess.
Actually,
they'll do it in a pocket scale, so they can do it too. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Love it. Okay.
So Make Toys and Iron Factory, get on this.
Yeah, Make Toys makes that. I'm buying it. Done.
But do you want it at the masterpiece scale or in the classic scale?
Oh, since it will never actually be a real masterpiece toy, I would get it as masterpiece.
Okay.
Fair enough.
And I'm fine with that because I'm not actually all that interested in having this in my collection, so I don't need it in classic scale.
Honestly, I'd just love to see more cars of this vintage made into Transformers because
be great.
Yeah, a little bit more variety would be just wonderful.
Yeah, use that and bring back the Transformers Classics branding. Except this time it's talking about classic cars.
We love it.
Yes.
I'm going to use XV's headline here. DX9 Gabriel, new prototype photo of financial ruin size, not Omega Supreme. The lines on it, I could see myself really liking this, but at the same time, the fans toys version looks so nice.
Yeah, I want to see a more far along prototype than this.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, I'm just going to backtrack just for a second, because I was trying to get this in vehicle mode.
Oh, nice.
Super Cooper from Super GoBots.
It's broken.
Unfortunately, he fell off, and I fell off a couple years ago, and a headlight came off. I never found the headlight. But Super Cooper was one of the rare towards the tail end of the supersize with Spy Eye and a few of the really hard to find ones. And that's kind of what I was thinking of when I saw the picture of that unproduced Transformer.
Yeah, that's more of a hot rod, less luxury, but yeah, it's along the same lines.
So it has been done before. Like this and Goodnight, who is a Rolls Royce, as a matter of fact. But I just wanted to show off that you could get something similar to that in the if you can find one. That I had to get this one from Italy.
Well, there's also laser rods to consider.
Ah, yes, there's that. Yes, there's
which is actually what I thought that was at first.
Now this is actually better than laser rod. It's
super good. Well, yeah, it probably doesn't break as easily just from age.
Yeah, we need to see more though in respect to financial ruin sized not Omega Supreme. That's its new name.
But I will be honest, I am considering, I'm hoping with Dick, because DX9 has been doing some really high quality stuff lately. I'm hoping this pans out to be the same quality.
Lately, in general, their stuff is great.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that the quality's there. And they do a blue version, because I would probably get the blue version of this. Okay. That way, I could have both molds, but not two of the same Omegas.
So what I want to see Diecast do is when Gabriel comes out, I want him to get one and then get some model rocket motors and put that in the rocket component and do a video of a launch.
That'd be great.
Because I was really tempted to follow Matt's course of action at TFCon and pick up that Encore E-Hobby Blue Omega from the G1 mold. I was really tempted, but then I thought, I want it, but I've already got a G1 Omega. I don't have, like, the DX9 one. And if they do a blue one, that way I wouldn't have the mold repetition and have something different. But I was so tempted to go back and pick one of those up.
So we have...
How much was the Encore Guardian robot?
$200.
200.
That's not bad.
It's not. That's. I mean, I was so tempted to go back and get it, but I really
if I'd
wanted...
been there with, if I'd been there and had $200 to spare, I totally would have too.
Yeah,
I'm jealous. I mean,
it's gorgeous, but
he had more. There's hope for the future.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Well, maybe there's not. So we have new photos of in color of the Darth Vader TIE Advanced color. God, TIE
Darth
Fighter.
Vader TIE Advanced color photos.
Yeah, powered by Transformers.
You know,
so
now when we say color photos, that's kind of a stretch since all they've done is add some black to this.
That's probably how it's going to look.
Well, it is because that's the color of a TIE fighter.
Yeah. I mean, it looks really good, and I like the way the panels are there, but they're not as bad as on the earlier versions from the first series.
It looks like a Beast Wars Neo TIE fighter.
But I still think it looks kind of crappy.
Exactly. It looks like a Beast Wars Neo TIE Fighter.
I still swear up and down that is built on the same frame as the 2005 Darth Vader Star Wars Transformer.
Probably. They just redesigned it a little bit.
Yeah, seeing it from this new angle, I can see that, I think, a little more clearly.
They have made substantial changes to it, and important ones, I think, too, like leaving the panels on the arms instead of taking it off and trying to make a crappy cape out of it. They've messed with the proportions a little bit to make it better, but I think still fundamentally it is that same toy.
You're probably right.
And it comes with Stormtroopers.
It's just
40, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's just 45 is just...
Well, that's the Toys R Us price, which is lower than the list price, so it's still going to be fairly expensive depending on where you source it from.
Oh, it comes with the little Darth Vader as well.
Darth Vader is the pilot. The Stormtroopers were described as being like a first production bonus item.
I actually don't hate this.
Assuming they do another production run, it won't have the Stormtrooper division with a detachment.
I don't hate this anymore. I hate myself for that. But
I mean, I like it. It's just, I don't know if I want to go down that rabbit hole again.
I mean, honestly, I think if I had the opportunity to get this for maybe $30 tops, shipping included, I probably would. But like not anywhere near what the Japanese retail actually is.
Yeah.
And also after the last line of Star Wars Transformers, and especially if this does share parts, I think I'd want to see a review first.
Fair enough. I understand the Star Wars Transformers did get better by the end of the line though. So if, you know,
They did. I have most of the line in some fashion, and I have a few favorites, like the Y-Wing. I really like the Y-Wing. It's just...
Why?
Because.
B?
Yeah. And the only one I really regret getting is the Darth Vader Death Star, because it's so panel-y. When you try to fit it together into a sphere, everything keeps popping apart. So you press one part in, another part pops off, you press it in. So you just keep going around and around and around and around, and nothing ever solidifies. So you just sort of...
That's how you get planetary rotation, Don. It's
not
simple
on my
physics.
Yeah, but not it doesn't work on my Star Wars Vader.
You know, it's interesting because the Star Wars Transformers were some of those toys that were engineered without Takara involvement.
Ooh.
So if this is based on that original Darth Vader TIE Fighter toy, I'm really kind of curious, like, what do the Takara people who were working on re-engineering it think about what they did with it in the first place?
That would be a really good question if they ever come to any TF cons or anything like that.
They probably feel like I do when I have to redo the PowerPoint for the fifth time, which I haven't had to do in years. But
but what about when you have to redo somebody else's PowerPoint?
Yeah, that just General Grievous from the line just looks so terrible.
It was.
And it's one of the, and it looks like one of the better ones.
So you're saying when you have to do someone else's PowerPoint over, you feel generally grievous.
Yeah. Hey, actually, so I'm looking at this at Amazon, tfradio.net/Amazon. Hey, so when you do any of your Amazon.com shopping, please remember to use our link.
You can get bizarre looking stuff like this, too.
You can. My recommendation is to just go to tfradio.net/Amazon and bookmark that. Put it in your favorites, and when you need to go to Amazon, just go to that URL. Anytime you make a purchase, it'll help us out, and we really need it. It ain't
cheap. My mom did a new spindle of blank DVDs for her bootleg movie Empire, and I ordered those from tfradio.net/Amazon.
That's awesome. And if you go ahead, Don.
Oh, and what's really cool is with the holidays coming up and Amazon running so many specials, you'll be saving a lot of money anyway. But by going through us, you'll be helping us out. And you'll be able to get a lot more of your shopping done, you know, that way, too.
And, you know, Don, you're shopping for a PS4. You could probably find one of those on a good deal on Amazon coming up on Black Friday. And you can get that through tfradio.net/Amazon, too.
Exactly. John DeLuna was telling me about the treasure truck that he has in his area. And I just got an email today saying that the treasure truck is coming to Philadelphia, and I was really excited.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was really cool when they filled those treasure trucks with SNES classics, and instead of fulfilling the pre-orders people had put in on Amazon's website, they just sold all their inventory to walk-up sales on the trucks in major cities.
That was
really cool. Yeah.
Hey, so if you
they also do that with the regular NES classic.
I don't think
it's not important right now. Yeah. Let's go ahead.
They did that with a restock. They didn't do that with initial inventory.
tfradio.net/B3. tfradio.net/B3 if you want something boring like a Transformer and not like...
Or we can keep talking about treasure trucks.
Treasure trucks don't work for us. You can't go, hey, can you please apply this treasure truck purchase to tfradio.net/Amazon?
Well, no, you order on the website, and then you go to the treasure truck to get it. So
then do that. tfradio.net/Amazon. Treasure truck away.
That's what they should do. Like, they should have a way, like, you can print out a QR code for somebody's affiliate link or, somebody's affiliate ID, and you can scan that when you go to one of those treasure trucks.
Yeah, do that with ours. tfradio.net/Amazon.
Also, just for the record, that Titans Return Orion Pax in the 2-pack with War for Cybertron Optimus Prime is still in stock for $30 right now.
Totally nice. Worth that. That's a great deal. Did we create a link for that? I don't think we did.
No one buy that 3-pack of Bumblebees. The price is starting to drop, and I think it needs to drop about another...
Hush, diecast. tfradio.net/Amazon. Diecast hush. Okay.
You can dononymous it like everybody else.
What's it down to now?
It's 55. Hey, Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, well, first up, everyone should go look at this, especially just because it took XV an inordinate amount of time to...
Good work.
Yes, to match the color. XV has put up an extensive gallery for Legends Cup, and yeah, that, as you can see from Matt holding it up on the camera, that color is incredibly difficult to match.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is totally not the color.
Yeah.
No. I'm looking at my camera and looking at the figure in my hand, and I'm like, that is completely different. Yeah. Now I got to try.
Look at mine.
Don's camera is surprisingly close on my screen.
So is Diecast.
Diecast is pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah, but it took XV a long time to get that color matched properly. He sweated over that for days.
Yeah, I still only got about 90% of the way there.
Yeah, please go see his gallery, because he put in a hell of a lot of work, and it is a great gallery. So
thank you.
Yeah. This week, while he was working on that, I reviewed two comics, ROM versus Transformers number 4, which I really, really enjoyed. Alex Milne, from what he said on Twitter, seems to be having the time of his life with this one, and it shows. So there is some really great art in this. It is definitely worth looking at. And Optimus Prime First Strike, which is okay, but it's actually Revolutionaries issue number 9. So just be aware of that when you go in. And also, even though it is numbered as a one-shot Optimus Prime special, it is part one of a two-parter starring the cast of Revolutionaries. So if you're okay with the fact that basically none of the words on the cover are true, it's a pretty good comic.
Two issues and one issue your, limit.
Was that your tagline for the review?
I almost put it in, but I didn't quite want to go there. I like John Barber. I like his work, but I didn't want to leave that there just as the, you know, official final word on thing for all time. But yeah, it is the best comic you will read this week where the words in the title have nothing to do with what's inside. I mean, Optimus Prime does show up. And a couple other characters from his book do show up, but it spends most of the time dealing with the cast of revolutionaries.
Two issue and a one issue series.
Yes, and that's to be honest, that's the part that bugs me more. The fact that it's, you know, Optimus Prime special number one, which is part one of a two parter that will be concluded in Transformers First Strike number one.
Well, Rob, I assume will be Revolutionaries number 10.
Pretty much. That's what I'm expecting anyway.
So, Rob, me not being
First Strike
a reader,
six comes out next week, by the way.
Ah,
could it be possible that they wrote it originally to be like a annual kind of thing, of annual length? Then they were told to split it up to
draw
people from one book.
I think it's kind of doubtful. I think probably they want it ties in directly to the story of First Strike. I mean, it's basically happening between the pages of First Strike number one. So I think it's more an issue of this is a story John Barber wanted to tell. He wanted to keep writing the characters that he had been writing in Revolutionaries, and they had these two specials that they wanted to do to help tie the other Transformers books into this. And, you know, all joking aside, it's a pretty good issue. I think I had no trouble following it, despite the fact that I have not read Revolutionaries. I thought it was pretty good. It's just that it's not a one shot, and it's not an issue of Optimus Prime, which is just weird. And that is what is on T-Formers this week.
Speaking of weird, Don, what's on the network this week?
What's on the network this week? Superhero Time presents that one episode of Star Trek. It's Only a Paper Moon, or PTSDS9. A Ferengi copes with his PTSD by retreating inside of a holotweet program of 1960s Earth, because on Deep Space Nine, apparently even a hologram is a better therapist than Esri Dax. Plus, they're back to spoiling Discovery and the Orville. Being Awesome with Rob Springer, episode 122. Halloween flies high. Tricks left, treats right. This week in Awesome, Rob talks about carving the pumpkin, and Q&A wants to know about the great Hascon and what wish it would have brought you. All this, and I got a rock.
I got that. A big rock?
Rock. How was your weekend? Episode 21, Time Management. On this episode, Wendy and Brian are joined by their friend Dusty of the RPG Lessons Learned podcast. We are talking about time management. How do you maximize the time that you spend? Should you be thinking in terms of time spent at all? We talk different ways to approach time management and how to get the most out of your time. RPG Lessons Learned, episode 24, Gilded Cage by Pathfinder. This week, Brian, Dusty, and Mike are once again joined by Nathan to talk about a recent campaign. This week, they're talking about the game they ran, Gilded Cage, which is based on their adventure from Pathfinder's Beginner's Box.
Diecast, anything on RSC reviews this week? Diecast on the spot. No, there's not. So, no. Hey, follow us on Twitter at TF Radio. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. And follow us on the Instagrams at TF Podcast. And don't forget, you're going to post a bunch of stuff here in November for RPG Lessons Learned. We actually probably will have some RPG Lessons Learned stuff. But for National Podcast Post Month, I am personally on Twitter at BKilby, even though I think I'm going to give up on Twitter because it's a cesspool. And you can follow me on Instagram at Brian Kilby. Don is coughing. He is on Twitter at HMRC for EVR. Matt is on Twitter at MELLLVARR.
Hey, go ahead and finish. You're doing fine.
Chris, how do people get a hold of you?
I'm going to let you finish. I just want to say first, if you want to see me OCD about colors on photos, you know, maybe follow me on Twitter for that. Otherwise, there's really not much there to see.
Diecast.
I'm on Twitter at diecast2, on YouTube at RFC Reviews, and on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast.
Cool. Rob.
I'm on Twitter at Figure Reviewers and Flail Throughs, and of course on YouTube at Flail Throughs, still playing Gundam Breaker 3, really enjoying that. And you can find the video work that XV and I do for T-Formers on YouTube at T-Formers TV.
Awesome. John.
That John D. Everywhere.
Everywhere. You can find the show notes for this episode at tfradio.net/541. Call or leave us a voicemail. Send us a text at 931-99-GOBOT. That's 931-994-6268. And that's it. We'll see you next week. Have a good one.
Later on.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Transformers. It's better than crack.